been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning. It is March the 11th, and spring is in the air. The market's got quite a bit of spring to its step here this morning. Although looking at the Dow, you wouldn't know it. But let's start with the NASDAQ here this morning. The NASDAQ is up 83 points this morning to 7,491. That is a 1.1% move on the NASDAQ. The S&P 500, not up as much as the NASDAQ. It's up 0.6%. It's up 18. It's at 2,761. Then why is the Dow negative, you might say? Well, it's all Boeing. BA, Boeing down about 8% this morning after the plane crash of an Ethiopian airline over the weekend, and that is making the Dow negative this morning. The Russell 2000 Small Cap Index up 0.4% at 1,528. Crude oil having a good day. Crude oil up 74 cents to $56.81. Gold is down today, $4.10 per ounce at $1,295 per ounce. Silver's down 4 cents to $15.31. We've got the 10-year yield up 1 basis point, 1 slim basis point this morning. Interest rates remain low, 2.64%. On the 10-year, the VIX is down 3.5% this morning, and Bitcoin, if anybody even cares, is down $60 per coin today to $38.69. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Boy, we're counting down the days. We'll be headed to Dallas. That occurs April the 3rd, 4th, and 5th. We'll be doing that workshop on Wednesday night, the 3rd. And, of course, I will be available to meet with people Wednesday, Thursday, Friday during the day. I think we're about full, but you can call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, to reserve an appointment with me or to reserve a spot to that workshop. We'll be at the Dallas Hilton Conference Center, Grapevine. I heard it through the grapevine. I'll be looking forward to meeting with you in Dallas. Well, let's just go back to last week for a minute. We finished the week off very poorly. In fact, the market last week was down every single day, 5 days in a row. And it was capped off with Friday's drop after the non-farm payrolls came in at just 20,000 jobs created. The expectations were for 181,000 jobs created. So it really was a shocker. The unemployment rate did go down to 3.8 from 3.9%, but we had 5 losing days in the market last week. Well, we're out of the gate very sharply here today. If you take Boeing out of the mix, the Dow would probably be up about 170, almost 200 points here. I got to believe it was Jay Powell's testimony, not testimony, Jay Powell's interview with Scott Pelley of 60 Minutes last night. He sounded a dovish tone on monetary policy, and he also sounded an optimistic tone on the economy. And I got to believe that's the biggest reason that the market is popping here today. The international markets also started off well. China was up 1.9% last night. I continue to like that China market. Japan was up 0.5%. Hong Kong was up 1%. India was up 1.1%. And even struggling Europe, London was up 1%. Meanwhile, Frankfurt barely up on that German stock market. And of course, Saturday was a significant day in the market. I wrote about it in my newsletter. It was or was not a significant day. Only time will tell. But the U.S. bull market passed its 10th anniversary on Saturday, March the 9th. It was 10 years ago, Saturday, March the 9th, 2009, that the bull market or the bear market bottomed out with the S&P at 666. But I also made the point in my newsletter that we have to exceed that October 2nd, 2018 high to keep this bull market going, because we could look back. There is that possibility that we look back and say October 2nd was the end of this bull market. That was the high, because we have not gotten back to that high yet. That is going to depend on earnings. So there's your little disclaimer on that 10-year bull market. Well, the Dow has jumped 19,000 points during those 10 years. How good was it to get the Gunderson newsletter, which has been bullish on the market since 2009, although we slipped into bear market territory. Put an asterisk next to that in December of last year. The S&P has gone up, has more than quadrupled during that period of time. Peter Schiff and others, Nereal Rabini and other perma bears out there. And the NASDAQ has skyrocketed just under 500%. All right. Well, have you been in a stodgy old asset allocation along the way, missing out on much of that bull market rise? Have you been out of the market during that period of time? Have you been in the best stocks now during that period of time? A lot of what ifs looking back over the next, or the last 10 years. But what we're really focused on now is the next 10 years. Well, the big news over the weekend that's impacting Boeing here today: Ethiopian Airlines, no survivors on a crash Boeing 737. And of course, this is the same model of airplane that went down several months ago. Ethiopian air flight to Nairobi, Kenya crashed early on Sunday with all 157 people on board. It did the same kind of thing that the last Boeing crash did. Erratic behavior coming from the plane. Was it pilot error? Was it Boeing software? Was it mechanical? Well, the black box has been found, and they will be checking out what went wrong there during that crash. The relatively new Boeing 737 MAX 8. En route to Kenya, lost contact at 8:44 a.m. local time, 6 minutes after taking off from Bole International Airport. The pilot had reported difficulties and asked to return home. At this stage, we cannot rule out anything, says Ethiopian Airlines CEO Tewolde Gebremariam. That's what he told reporters. And, of course, China may be using this as some leverage. China is grounding their Boeing 737 MAX 8 fleets. And meanwhile, the investigators have found the black box from a crash that killed 157 people. Now, this is the second disaster for the same Boeing aircraft model in 5 months. So the last one was Indonesia Airlines. And of course, you know, look, you go by the Boeing plant here in South Carolina, which is adjacent to the Charleston Airport, and you see those planes ready for delivery lined up. The vast majority of them have Chinese logos on their side. China Airways this, China Airways that. Each plane costing, you know, anywhere from $110 million to $140 million. That's why you're seeing the sell-off in Boeing today of about 8 to 9%. And China has grounded nearly 100 Boeing aircraft. And that grounding, you know, may take place worldwide, globally. So we'll just have to see how it all plays out. Captain Marvel soars at the box office. Well, that's a little boost for Disney. But speaking of Captain Marvel, when we come back, I think this is the reason there's a fire lit under the market here this morning. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate. With clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show, we are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now radio hour. To me, Captain Marvel was Jerome Powell on his interview with 60 Minutes saying the Fed does not feel any hurry to change the level of interest rates again. That came in his interview on 60 Minutes. He said that the current rates were roughly neutral. Remember before he was saying, no, we've got some catch-up to do. No, now they're saying they're roughly neutral, meaning they are either stimulating, they are neither stimulating or curbing the economy. In other words, just right. Asked if he thought President Trump could fire him, he said, no, the law is clear that I have a 4-year term and I fully intend to serve it. Well, okay. Another reason behind the nice liftoff in the market today, strong retail sales. And if you remember back in January, or February actually, we had very weak retail sales. Well, today we've got very strong retail sales coming in, a rise of 0.2% month over month that beat the consensus of 0.1%. And let's not forget, back in February, it was a negative 1.6%. Retail sales less auto were even better, 0.9%. So the consumer really drives this economy, looks to be still healthy in the what could be the 11th year of this expansion and bull market. The Hong Kong Stock Exchange and MSCI have agreed to launch futures contracts on the A-share portion of the China Global Index that will allow international investors to hedge risk from their exposure to Chinese equities. Well, it just seems to me that Chinese equities continue to move more and more into the mainstream. They're now becoming a much bigger part of the emerging market indexes. And now they're going to allow options, futures contracts on Chinese indexes. I continue to like the China stock market. I like the valuation of it. And I do think somehow, some way, they're moving towards some kind of a resolution to the current standoff. We continue to get bad news out of Europe. It's almost on a daily basis. Germany to cut growth forecast again. Hey, Angela Merkel, how about a tax cut? That's going to fall on deaf ears. How about some stimulus, some fiscal stimulus, Angela? Germany's government is clipping GDP forecast once again, according to Handelsblatt. Trimming its in-house growth outlook for 2019 to just 0.8%. They recently cut it from 1.8 to 1, and now it's under 1, 0.8%. And they had more weak factory data coming out of Germany this week. You know what? Their economy is crying out desperately for some kind of fiscal stimulus. Yes, I know they're keeping the monetary policy accommodative and all of the quantitative easing going on over there and keeping interest rates at zero. But look what it's getting them. It's getting them the same thing that it got us here in the U.S., about 1% growth. Okay, The pound dips with Brexit talks deadlocked. Man, I'm telling you what, will they ever come up with a solution to Brexit? Theresa May's government has declared Brexit talks as deadlocked, with ministers urging the EU to make a last-minute concession to stop her Brexit deal from being thrown out by the UK Parliament. See, I just would not be really investing in Europe right now. There's some real issues. The Saudis see no OPEC policy change until June. In other words, they're going to keep the spigot tightened to restrict the flow of oil onto the world markets, and that ought to continue to prop up oil prices. But here's what they've got to fight. You know, they don't control the oil markets anymore. The U.S. is expected to surpass the Saudis in oil exports. Saudi Arabia currently exports about 7 million barrels of crude each day, along with 2 million barrels of natural gas. The U.S. is set to top that record this year. How about that? The United States becoming the world's leading exporter of oil and liquids. How many were around in the 70s? How many sat in those long lines during the oil embargo? Oh, I was one of those. Yes, I was. The milestone, which has never happened since Saudi Arabia began selling oil overseas in the 1950s, has been driven by the transformative shale boom. Wow. In fact, the IEA is saying there's a second wave of the U.S. shale revolution coming that will shake up international oil and gas trade flows. Well, for that reason, you know, I'm not a big investor. If you looked at my newsletter over the weekend, and if you looked at the ranking, the current ranking of the sectors that make up the stock market, you would have seen that the energy sector at or near the bottom of the sector rankings. Massive power outages plaguing Venezuela. You know, I think maybe AOC ought to go down and visit, spend a couple of weeks down in Venezuela. 16 of the nation's 23 states continue to be completely without electricity. Now remember, Venezuela has some of the biggest oil deposits in the world, and they have no power in 16 of the 23 states. Of course, embattled President Nicolas Maduro has blamed U.S. sabotage for the outages. No, it couldn't be mismanagement by his socialist government, which can't even load the oil onto ships to sell it. There is a deal in the chip market this morning. Nvidia. Let's see how Nvidia is reacting to this news. They're buying Mellanox, MLNX, which is an Israeli company. Mellanox today is up 8.4%. That's been a good performer over the years. Nvidia, on the other hand, has fallen on some very hard times with the crash of Bitcoin and the decrease in Bitcoin mining. The street likes this news, however. NVIDIA is up 2.8% this morning. They outbid Intel for Mellanox. Mellanox makes high-speed network chips. Well, look who's in the news today. A lot of the FANG stocks, Aurora Cannabis, Alibaba, Facebook, Apple, Tesla, Ulta Beauty, and the market is a beauty today. We'll be right back. This is Bill Gunderson.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate, with clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show. We are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking in almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we have a pretty good start here to a new week in the market. We were down all 5 days last week. That's right, 5 out of 5. And we're starting off today, and I think Captain Marvel over the weekend, Jerome Powell on Sunday on 60 Minutes, probably lighting a fire. He's probably the biggest reason for the fire underneath the market. Fear of the Fed has left the building. Fear of the Fed has left the building for now. We have a deal in the semiconductor space. That's got the tech stocks going here this morning. They had a rough week last week, but a good start out of the gate this week with the NASDAQ up almost 80 points here. I'm anxious to really dig in here, start communicating with my live trading subscribers out there. That is a service that I offer with through my app, bestdocsnowapp.com. Well, we also have Airbnb shaking things up quite a bit. Now, that will be one of the big IPOs coming this year. I talked about Lyft last week. They're running their IPO. I saw a lot of Lyft cars over the weekend here in the Charleston area. We had an annual, I think it was called the Food and Wine Festival. You know, that's pretty much every day here in Charleston with all the good restaurants we have. But they did have a lot of visitors over the weekend at Marion Square visiting for the Food and Wine Festival, an annual event. And I saw a lot of Lyfts and Ubers and buses running around town. Airbnb is shaking up online travel. Now, this is important because there's some pretty big travel companies such as the old Priceline.com, which is now Booking.com, and Expedia, and TripAdvisor, and C-Trip, and Trivago, etc. Airbnb is making an acquisition of Hotel Tonight. Not Hotel California, Hotel Tonight. They're expected to accelerate the e-commerce players' move into hotels. Well, that could really intensify, increase the competition with the Booking and Expedia, which those stocks, in my opinion, have seen better days. Priceline was one of the great stocks of our decade, the last 10 years, but had certainly cooled off recently. There's more competition in that space now. And, of course, now you've got Airbnb joining the fray in the hotel business, and that can only be bad news for the current travel booking companies out there. Aurora Cannabis, ACB, not AOC, ACB launches cannabis oil sales in Germany. Although there's what Germany needs to stimulate their economy. Aurora Cannabis commence. You notice that these weed stocks are kind of living off of press releases recently. You know why they live off press releases? Because they can't live off of earnings releases, because there are not any earnings yet. But they'll be selling cannabis oils to German pharmacies after receiving approval from the Canadian and German regulators. Well, you know what? Of all the cannabis stocks, which I don't own any of, ACB is kind of the one that's behaving the best and seems to be the one that's not as expensive, not as overhyped as Canopy and Tilray are. So keep your eye on ACB and AOC. Warren, Elizabeth Warren, speaking of AOC, Elizabeth Warren proposes tech giant breakup and more oversight. You know, Elizabeth Warren, a 2020 Democratic presidential candidate, unveils a plan to break up tech giants like Amazon, Facebook, and Google as part of big structural changes to the tech sector to promote more competition. How do you like that, Silicon Valley? Warren wants legislation to designate certain companies as platform utilities. Well, I'm sure she wants to figure out how to tax them more. Yes, she's got that figured out too, which would be defined by global annual revenues of $25 billion or more and offering to the public an online marketplace, an exchange, or a platform for connecting third parties. The platform utilities would be prohibited from owning both the platform and any participants on the platform, and they couldn't transfer data to third parties. Regulators and private parties could sue for violations. Little Elizabeth Warren is at it again. To me, I think her presidential campaign is dead before it even starts. Save your money. But she's obviously moving forward. Alibaba gets a price target boost. Let's stop for a minute here. And let's take a look at Baba, which I own in my Premier Growth Port. Ooh, that's a nice move today. Now, Alibaba was down last Thursday and Friday on news that the China-U.S. talks are stalled. But look at Alibaba today making a rebound of 3.2%. You know, I would continue to say this about Alibaba. Let me just pull it up here on my beststocksnowapp.com website. Alibaba is now a $454 billion company, about half the size of Amazon. But when you're half the size of the biggest company in the world, or depending on the day, you're still pretty formidable company. And Alibaba is the Amazon of China. Alibaba is currently trading at 19.9 times forward earnings, which is a little more expensive than the stock market, which is trading at 16.3 times forward earnings as of Friday's close. However, I think it deserves a little bit of a premium to the overall market because Alibaba is expected to continue to grow its earnings by 28% per year. So when you take the forward PE of Alibaba at 19.9 and you compare it against the five-year annual growth rate at 28%, you divide that forward PE into the growth rate, you get a forward PEG ratio of less than 1. In fact, significantly less than 1. It comes in at 0.71. Growth investors love PEG ratios or forward PEG ratios that are 1 or less, especially on good, high-quality growth companies. Yes, there is added risk in Alibaba. They are a company in a communist country. But having said that, Alibaba, my five-year target price is $325 per share. Baba today is trading at $181 per share. How has Alibaba done so far this year? It's out of the gate. It's up 27.8% since the beginning of the year. And that's obviously, a lot of that is optimism that a deal can be had between President Trump and President Xi. Alibaba is currently ranked in my beststocksnowapp.com database 129 out of 5,073. It was number 61 a day ago. A month ago, it was number 49. 3 months ago, it was number 228. A year ago, it was number 25. This continues to be one of the very best large cap growth stocks in the entire world. And of course, it's gone through a pretty heavy correction. It got as high as 211, all the way down to 129. Well, I started buying it back recently, and so far have a gain on my position. Alibaba is getting a price target upgrade from Mizuho, that's a Japanese firm, from 200 to 215. Even in the short term, they think it has some pretty good upside potential. It's $180 today. Mizuho's price target goes to 215. They are expecting the company will monetize its news feed product, and they see that as a clear catalyst for Baba, which is having a very good day today, up 3.3%. Well, let's see what else is happening. I continue to own BABA in the Premier Growth Portfolio. It looks like there's news today on two more stocks that I own. And we'll talk about both of them, including, well, there's news on three stocks that I own, including one that I don't own. So four more stocks to talk about before this day show is over. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Bill Gunderson, Gunderson Capital Management. We're headed for Dallas here soon. That's coming up. And if you'd like to reserve a seat to the workshop or a seat across the table from myself and my team, you can give us a call at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, or go to the website at gundersoncapital.com. Sarasota is next. Dallas, however, is April the 3rd, 4th, and 5th, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, at the Hilton Conference Center in the Dallas area, Grapevine area is the word I'm trying to come up with, the Grapevine. Just think of the Marvin Gaye. I heard it through the grapevine. All right, let's take a look here. Stocks in the news. I want to look at Facebook next, okay? One of the most controversial stocks in the entire market these days. However, I like Facebook again. I like the valuation on Facebook. I mean, if they can just return to somewhat normal and stay out of the headlines, negative headlines for a while. I really like the chart of Facebook, too. In fact, I really like the chart of Facebook. I'd like to see it clear a little bit more where it's at today, but it is breaking out today. If you draw a line, a resistance level, the resistance has been at about 172.50. over the last month, 6 weeks or so. Today it's breaking above that line, 173.21. It's up 2.1%. Nomura, again. Weren't they? Well, no, it was Mizuho that was dealing with Alibaba. This time it's Nomura, another Japanese bank. They're upgrading Facebook from neutral to buy, and they're raising the price target. Listen to this. From 172, that's where it is today, to $215 per share on quick user growth in the Stories product. I don't know anything about nothing about the Stories product. That's just me. But Mizuho likes it, or Nomura likes it. Analyst Mark Kelly cites internal data and industry data when saying the stories transition seems to be happening more quickly than we expected, which eased the firm's concerns. I think the big headline here, though, is raising their price target on Facebook, one of the FANG stocks. It's the F in FANG, from 172 to 215, and seeing the stock with a little mini breakout today on very light volume. I'd like to see a little more volume there, but Facebook looks very interesting once again. Bank of America has upgraded Apple to a buy from a neutral. Now, Apple has been going sideways here. since about the same point in time when Facebook started going sideways. About the third week in January, Apple halted its uptrend when it went from 142 to 175. It's been going sideways, and guess what Apple's doing today? It's breaking out to the upside from a technical point of view. Apple is up 2.9%. It's up $5 per share today. But more importantly, that represents an upside breakout for Apple. And get this, Bank of America has upped Apple's price target from 180 to 210. Well, it's at 178 today. I'll be happy if it gets to 210 as I continue to own Apple in my growth and income portfolio. Well, I'm not going to have time to get to the other one that I own. You'll just have to listen the rest of this week. Maybe we'll get to it tomorrow. The one I don't own is Tesla. Tesla is in the news every day. Cannabis stocks and Tesla. It used to be Bitcoin, okay? If something's in the news every day, that's always a big warning sign to me. That means they're living off of press releases and staying in the news. Of course, Trump's in the news every day, isn't he, with his tweets? Tesla plans to raise their average vehicle price by about 3% globally after it decided to shut down fewer stores. Okay, so instead of decreasing cost, I think Musk found that he had a problem with shutting down the stores. He's got some leases on those stores that he has to honor, and they're in desperate need of cash. But, you know, he's an entrepreneur. He's a wheeler dealer. So now he's going to raise the price by 3% of the cars to get that extra cash that he needs, because I think he found that closing stores was a little more difficult, a little more time-consuming than he originally thought. Potential Tesla car buyers will have a week to place orders before prices rise. Well, there's another little gimmick there. You better hurry up and book your car before it goes up 3%. He's in desperate need of cash right now, and most of these moves that he's doing recently are designed to raise cash. Badly needed cash. Well, interesting day in the market today. We have a blast off out of the gate here this week in the market so far, even despite the bad news from Boeing. The tech stocks begin the week on fire. Are you in the best stocks now? Are you in a stodgy, old, robot-driven asset allocation that just about anybody can do? It's all you got to do, get a little license and you buy the program Money Guide Pro and you're in business and you're asset allocating. You're off to the races with your asset allocation strategies. No matter what the stock market is doing, no matter what the bond market is doing, you maintain that balance and you readjust it every 3 months. I think it is, in my opinion, I think it's a recipe for mediocrity. I prefer a little bit more active management than the big passive wave that has hit the market here in the last many years. If you'd like to talk to us, set up a phone appointment. Edie. Edie is the one. 855-611-BEST. She's my booking agent. She books appointments with you. She puts you together with me. 855-611-BEST. Or go to our website. If you're too shy to pick up the phone, GundersonCapital.com. I'd be happy to take a look at your situation. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.